Happiness, a guide to developing life's most important skill. Written by Mathieu Ricard, translated by Jesse Browner, and read by Humphrey Bauer. Is happiness a skill that once acquired endures through the ups and downs of life? There are 1,000 ways of thinking about happiness, and countless philosophers have offered their own. For St. Augustine, happiness is a rejoicing in the truth. For Immanuel Kant, happiness must be rational and devoid of any personal taint, while for Marx, it is about growth through work. What constitutes happiness is a matter of dispute, Aristotle wrote, and the popular account of it is not the same as that given by the philosophers. Has the word happiness itself been so overused that people have given up on it, turned off by the illusions and platitudes it evokes? For some people, talking about the search for happiness seems almost in bad taste. Protected by their armor of intellectual complacency, they sneer at it as they would at a sentimental novel. How did such a devaluation come about? Is it a reflection of the artificial happiness offered by the media? Is it a result of the failed efforts we use to find genuine happiness? Are we supposed to come to terms with unhappiness, rather than make a genuine and intelligent attempt to untangle happiness from suffering? What about the simple happiness we get from a child's smile or a nice cup of tea after a walk in the woods? As rich and comforting as such genuine glimpses of happiness might be, they are too circumstantial to shed light on our lives as a whole. Happiness can't be limited to a few pleasant sensations, to some intense pleasure, to an eruption of joy or a fleeting sense of serenity, to a cheery day or a magic moment that sneaks up on us in the labyrinth of our existence. Such diverse facets are not enough in themselves to build an accurate image of the profound and lasting fulfillment that characterizes true happiness. By happiness, I mean here a deep sense of flourishing that arises from an exceptionally healthy mind. This is not a mere pleasurable feeling, a fleeting emotion, or a mood, but an optimal state of being. Happiness is also a way of interpreting the world, since while it may be difficult to change the world, it is always possible to change the way we look at it.